A bold new scientific study of HIV/AIDS is holding out hope that the world may be spared from the advance of the infection. The POPART study, conducted by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and partners in London, Zambia, South Africa and the USA, is testing a range of powerful methods of fighting the disease, including full immediate treatment for those infected and prevention methods in the community. The project leader, Professor Richard Hayes, told me why they are positive about this trial.
Well, it's been known for many years that the probability of transmitting HIV to a partner is closely related to your viral load, so how much virus you have in your body. And there's very clear observational data showing that from 10 or 15 years ago in Uganda, in a place called Rakai. So we've known for many years that viral load is associated with transmission. We also know that if you treat people effectively for HIV using antiretroviral drugs, that reduces their viral load to a very low level or even an undetectable level. So it makes sense, therefore, that treating for HIV should also be a prevention measure. So this has given rise to the concept that HIV treatment doesn't just benefit the patient who you give the treatment to, but may also be a very effective prevention tool. And that's the main basis for this trial.
So tell me about the design of POPART and the interventions that you're going to be testing here.
In order to test this hypothesis that HIV treatment is a highly effective prevention tool, we're going to carry out a cluster randomized trial. So this is a kind of trial where you take large communities and you randomly allocate them to different conditions. So we're going to have three study arms in our trial. We'll have 24 communities altogether in Zambia and South Africa, and they will be randomly allocated to two intervention arms and one control arm. So the what we call Arm A, the first arm, which will consist of eight communities, that will get the full POPART package, as we call it. The second arm, Arm B, will receive a more limited form of that, which I'll explain in a moment. And Arm C is the control arm that we'll be comparing with.
So, yes, what is that full POPART package, firstly?
Okay, so this is very much a combination prevention package. And in fact, I think there's general agreement nowadays that it's unlikely that one single prevention measure will be sufficient. So we have to look at different ways of combining interventions. So this combination prevention package that we're calling POPART, it consists of universal testing. So this is essentially encouraging whole communities to accept voluntary HIV testing. And obviously that'll be accompanied by counselling about risk reduction, so testing and counselling. And we're hoping to get to a very high coverage of testing in these communities. And then following that testing, HIV negative males, so men who test HIV negative, will be offered male circumcision, because we know from other studies that that's partially protective against HIV. And the really key and very innovative component is that all HIV positive individuals will be offered immediate treatment for HIV, irrespective of their CD4 counts. So just to explain this, the usual approach to HIV treatment is that you wait until someone's CD4 count, which measures their immune status, has already gone down to a low level before you start treatment. So the new approach here is not to wait for that to happen, but to offer treatment straight away.
And in your other arm, you're also taking account of that, is that right?
Arm B is, the middle arm. So that will be the whole package that I just mentioned, except that treatment will be given according to current treatment guidelines. So that would still be based on measuring your CD4 count and starting treatment when it gets to a particular level.
And is there currently any evidence to suggest that giving the antiretroviral treatment earlier is beneficial?
Well, we do have one very important previous trial. It's called HPTN-052, which was carried out by the same network that we're working also with in the United States. And that was an ordinary individually randomized trial, a standard clinical trial, where HIV-positive patients were randomized to start their treatment either at the usual level of CD4 count where you start treatment or at an earlier level, although they didn't go up to very high levels that we will be proposing to do. They started at 500, a CD4 count of 500. And they were able to show, firstly, that that was beneficial to the patient, so there were clinical benefits from this earlier start of treatment. But even more importantly, they showed that the transmission to their sexual partners was reduced by as much as 96% as a result of that earlier treatment.
So clearly there's also some cost implications here. Obviously there is a greater cost to, you know, giving the drugs and so on, but also you're talking about the cost savings that can be made economically and so on. So tell me more about that.
Yes, the cost-benefit analysis is quite complex because obviously in the early years there will be substantial additional costs. You'll have to pay to not just for the testing, but also to put a large number of additional HIV-positive individuals on treatment, which is quite expensive, even though the prices have come down very steeply in the last few years, and we hope they'll continue to decrease. However, as a result of doing that, that if this strategy works, we will begin to see in a very few years' time that the number of new infections will be steeply reduced. So future costs will be reduced for two reasons. One is there'll be far fewer new people infected who will then obviously not need to go on treatment. And secondly, the clinical benefits of the earlier treatment, although we have to pay for the drug costs, it will, we know, reduce clinical events and medical problems in those individuals. And obviously that will, we hope, reduce hospital and healthcare costs for those patients too. I should just mention one other thing here, which is that a lot of this intervention will be delivered by community health workers. So these will be locally recruited individuals who are trained to act as community health workers. And they will, for example, be responsible for much of the delivery of the testing, but also they will then help to link people to clinic services. So people who test HIV positive, they will help them to present to the clinic, and they will also support those people when they're on treatment and help to ensure high levels of adherence.
So if this does work, can the results be extended to other geographical locations, for example? I mean, what are the issues around that? Obviously, this is a big step forward, but I'm interested to know.
Yeah, well, generalizability is always a big issue. So this is a very good question to ask. I think we're in quite a favorable position here. Firstly, this is going to be done in two countries. It's not just one. So we'll obviously be able to learn some lessons from, you know, whether this turns out to be acceptable in both Zambia and South Africa. And also within Zambia, we've got communities really spread over most of the country. Some are very rural, some are more urban or peri-urban. So we've got a wide range of types of communities, if you like. So I'm hoping we'll be able to learn some lessons from that, which will inform us, you know, to what extent these findings are likely to be generalizable to other countries.
So just to wrap up, describe this trial as a whole then. Who's working on it and what are the timescales here?
The trial is being led from here in London at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, but it's going to be carried out by a very strong collaborative team, and we're very lucky to have some very experienced and expert partners for this. So we're working closely with colleagues at Imperial College who helped us to develop this strategy. We're also working with long-standing partners in Southern Africa. So we're working with the Zambart program in Zambia, led by my colleague Helen Ailes, and with the Desmond Tutu TB Research Centre in South Africa, led by Nolde Beyers. And the whole of this trial will be carried out in collaboration with the HIV Prevention Trials Network. It's called HPTN, which is part of the National Institutes of Health in the United States. And most of the funding is coming from American donor agencies.
Professor Richard Hayes of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and leader of the Pop Art Study. For Audio News, I'm Derek Thorne.